The technical working group set up by the government to look into the recent utility tariff hikes and advise it on the way forward has presented its interim report. Looking at various scenarios of tariffs, the group said a 60% tariff will cover at a minimum the costs of generation and transmission. The report recommended the immediate implementation of the Automatic Tariff Adjustment Formula, ATAF. This is because the ATAF also serves as a staggering mechanism and helps to reduce the build-up of high subsidy on the budget. Presenting the report, the convener, Dr. Joabi, who is also the executive director of the Center for Policy Analysis, called on the government to abolish cross-subsidization from business consumers to household consumers. That is, the government should stop charging businesses higher tariffs in order to support household consumers.
What will have to be the budgetary provision to make the system work? And depending on accepting the what the PURC had accepted for ECG, which, as I say, is less than half of what the ECG would want, then the budget will have to look for 0.9881 billion. In other words, the budget will have to find 988.1 million Ghana cedis if we choose to raise the tariff by 50%. If we choose to raise the tariff by 60%, then we will generate 2.3875, which exceeds our critical target of 2.2670. So at least 60% meets the first criterion that we shall pay for the cost of producing power in full and pay GRIDCO to transmit same for our use.
The convener of the technical working group, Dr. Joabi. The Chief of Staff, Prosper Bani, who received the report, said the government will study it and take appropriate steps.